Holding now, I believe, in Perek Yud Beis. We got up to Yud Beis last time, right? In Hilchos Malachim. I think that's where we got up to. We saw the first Perek in Yud Aleph in Hilchos Malachim. I think we're holding by Yud Beis, if I'm not mistaken. And I sent also out... the next thing I want to do is go through the Pirush HaMishnayos. There are bits and pieces here and there from the Rambam that are of interest, where he makes points about, you know, a different inyanim in Yisaitis HaTayra of some sort. So I sent Zroyim and Moyed out email. So it's a printout. It's taken off a database, not the original, but I'll upon him, it's good enough. So Mitzvah Hashem, you know, when we finish this, we'll go with that. Okay, Perek Yud Beis. So Perek Yud Aleph, he spoke about Melech HaMashiach, how we recognize Melech HaMashiach, who he is, etc., and so on. Now he's saying, Al Yale Allah Leib Shemaisa Mashiach, he bottled Dovin Hogesh Olam. O Yesham Shum Chidish Maisa Bracious. It's something that there is not a there is nothing that will change. You know, it's Mashiach, and like we saw last time, it really, really starts. It's part of Hilchos Malachim. It's Klal Yisrael has its serve in Umma. This is a normal part of Klal Yisrael. This is the way they ought to be. This is the way they were. They will regain it again, Lased Lavo, and this is something that's part of Minhogesh Olam. It's not a it's not meant to be supernatural anyway. I mean, it's an incredible Sadeshvai, but it's not meant to be a supernatural phenomenon per se. So he says, nothing will be bought Minhogesh Olam Oyesham Chidush B'Maisibreishis El Olam Kiminhoge Noyeg. The world will continue as before, meaning in terms of the physical, the physical laws of nature. And the fact that the program that we have in Shaya that speaks about a zev living with a kevis is only a mashal. What's the mashal? Yisrael Yeshan Betachem Rishi Akum Hamishulim Kizev Nomer, that Klal Yisrael will sit, will live in tranquility with the Rishi Akum. Shnema Zev Arovis Yishadadeim V'nema Sheker Alareihem V'yachsu Kulon L'dasa Emes. They will all become, they will return to the true worship. Now, I want to explain. He says L'das Ha'emes. It doesn't quite mean they will become Jewish. For instance, if let's say they makabel on themselves zayin mitzvah bnei noach, that's enough lechora. There's not really a need to it's not sheker. There are two aspects of doing not right. One is if you are makabel a false model as what is right. So if you makabel on yourself the and you know their hanhagas, their religion as being the truth, there you have a problem. And then you have over here where you're going to recognize the truth, but in the Das Emes there are two levels. There's Noach and there's Yisrael. They won't steal or be mashchis. This is, I guess, Avdara Chalotzi, you could say. I guess a person could even be truly religious and still steal and be mashchis. You know, he says, V'yasukun das emes v'lo yigzul le'ashchisu. It sounds as if it's almost a separate thing. Ela yoichlu dova hamuta b'nachasim Yisrael. Shenema v'arye kiboka yoichol tevin. So these mishalim are that they're not going to take that which is not theirs. They're not going to live at the expense of someone else's life, which is, I guess, the union of Gezel and Neshchasa. So anything that says about Mashiach that sounds supernatural is a mashal. And the Mashiach, that's when we'll know what it is and what was intended in the mashal. I think we did learn this last time, I think, but and I explained it by Daniel. It says that there's going to be a by Daniel, it says k'seva the sefer of v'chasayim, that he had to he had to write it down and then make it inaccessible. So what's the point of writing it down, making it accessible? And the answer is that it all has to be in Torah. It's just that this type of Torah will be l'mafreya. Okay, so then, so all the thing that's written about it basically means that the lifestyle will be a very moral lifestyle, and you know, and everyone will pursue their own goals peacefully and in the right way. Beis Omer Chachamim Ein Bein Olam Hazel Maseshet Hashiv Machis Belvad. Now, Yiroyim Pshushan Vim, it does seem from the Pshushan Vim, Shabbatchil Zvesashir to be Mechemes Koy Gog Mogoid, Veshekoyde Mechemes Koy Gog Mogoid, Yamid Novi Liyashi Yisrael Hoch Libam, and before Mechemes Koy Gog Mogoid, there will be a Novi, so there will be a Novi to be Miyashi Libas Kal Yisrael, then there will be Mechemes Koy Gog Mogoid, Yamar Samashiach, Shene Mehina Nechazlechem Esel Yohu. Now, the Rambam the Rambam sort of is hedging his bet. He says, "Yiroim mipshuto shel divrei neviim." It is not. He doesn't think that he can make a statement definitive. All it is it looks like that. Ve'inabolo l'tamei hator v'lo tara tamei v'alif sanoshim chasis kashus v'lahashim eshusu psulin elosim shalom ba'ilam shenema v'heishalev avos albanim. So it's basically not. He's not coming to reveal new halachas, but to put everything back in its proper place. So we don't know exactly how it'll be, but a tentative guess is this. Gam hachachamim ein lam kabal b'dvarim elu. There was no clear messeres on this, and that's why there's machlokus on it. The details of Mashiach are not a mainstay of the religion. Whether you believe there's Mechemes Gog Magog, or Mechemes Gog Magog is a mashal, or anything like that, as long as you believe in a goyel achrein, will be goyel the world, and Yemachakel Biyosei, then that's what you're supposed to believe. Olaolom leis asik adam bedivrei hagodes layarch vedos amur b'yon keil keisben. A person should not be overly involved in medrashes and hagodes that speak about this. Olo yisimim ika shein mevin lo de yiro lo de ava. Which one wonders, you know, if Chabad held so dearly the Rambam's words. And the Rambam says you're not supposed to be also in these medrashim, Chazal, and so on. They, you know, it's, you wonder a little bit why they went so over. So even the Rambam himself gives a bit of a remez in one of his igris, but even clearly that's not a mahalach of avoda, and it's not something we should engage in. That's it. The Ritzel says Gimel. Bimei Amalach Mashiach, kishtisyashim mamlachta v'iskapsel kol Yisrael, yisyachsu kulam al piburuch hakodesh etunuch olav, shenema vayeshe mitzorif v'metaher, ubnei Levi metaher tchila, v'yim ezem miyuchas koin zemiyuchas Levi, v'deicha she'enem miyuchas in Yisrael. Harei hu oime v'yim atashach alohem v'goyme adamoid koin l'urim v'tumim. Hine lamaratash ruach hakodesh miyachsin amuchzokin umidin amiyuchis. Vein miyachis Yisrael ele shiftehem. Shemidia shezem shevet ployni, vezem shevet ployni. Aval eino oimal shemichasas kashu zem mamza vze eved, shadin hu shemishpocha shnitma nitma. So Rambam says, and that, it's, so even though before he says the Melech Mashiach did not come to be mitzaref, mitayr, and tayatam alif sadash raskashus, that I guess is referring to psulim. Here he's referring to shvatim and klal Yisrael versus nakha Yisrael. I want to talk a little bit about this because this is an interesting halacha. And again, it's a Gemara. So I know it's not the Rambam's Mechadesh, but the Rambam sort of puts it together, and he says this is already after Mashiach has come. This is not, you know, beforehand he listed a whole bunch of things that are Becheskes Mashiach. Now he's talking about things that Mamish mean that Mashiach is here, and so on and so forth. So, of all the Pratim, why this point? You know, yes, it's an important element in Halacha, knowing who's Yisrael, who's Akum, but there are other areas in Halacha, that the Birurim in Halacha that he could be making. And yet, this is a very, who belongs to what Shevet, and so on. So, it says, you know, it says Veheshev Le'ovus Al-Bonim Le'Bonim Al-Avoysam, which is kind of Meramis, this type of thing. Just like Klal Yisrael has a certain structure about where each person belongs, and the Klal works only well if each Prat is put into place where it belongs. Klal Yisrael is also it has a Koima Shlema through the Doiris. It's something where it's you know, door to door to door to door, there's a Hemshech to it. So Klal Yisrael has two properties, and both of them require this Yichus. One is to be able to put each person appropriately in the place that he belongs. Each Shevet and Klal Yisrael, the Gemara says, that the Gemara learned the Lekal Yeshifta, that Shvatim don't disappear, Shvatim stay, and there's always a Metzias of a Shevet, of each Shevet has its Metzias forever, because each Shevet is a vital Chelek of Klal Yisrael. If you don't belong, if you don't know which Shevet you belong to, you can't find your Makom Kasa, and you can't function. It's like a liver cell, if it's trapped in the lungs, it doesn't do anything. A liver cell only functions when it's in the liver with the other liver cells, and it works in tandem. So, chalakim of Klal Yisrael that don't have a clear indication of where they belong, in a certain sense, are helpless to accomplish anything, because they don't, they're not in any, in a makom where they could express themselves. So, sorting out Klal Yisrael, where each person finds his makom and his hemshech hadoiris, is a vital part of reconstructing Klal Yisrael. It's like if you have a bag of parts and you don't know which part goes where, you can't make the product out of it. You need to be able to say where each piece goes. And that's what, and that's the job of Melech HaMashiach. So the Yichus we talk about, the Melech will be Meyachas Klal Yisrael, means that he will, it's the reconstructing Klal Yisrael by giving each Chelek its Nekuda, where it belongs and what it is. Dalet. I mean, and the Chiddush here is, it's not only Nogea mitzad each person's personal achievement, accomplishment. It's Nogea, Klal Yisrael is called Kehal Amim. Conglomeration, not the word for it. It's a structure that consists of Shvatim. If you don't have the Shvatim, you don't have Klal Yisrael. So if you have everybody in a big room and everybody is very eager for Achdus and Klal Yisrael, that doesn't give you Klal Yisrael. What gives you Klal Yisrael is when each person that has the Shevet comes and they join together as Shvatim. So just like an army is not an army when you have a lot of people who want to fight for the king. It's an army when you have, these are the foot soldiers, this is the Navy, this is the Air Force, this is a general, this is a colonel, this is a captain. Without the specific places for each one, you don't have the entire Tzura together. Then he says, Lenis Avo, and what also is interesting is he says he does not, he doesn't say that who's a mamzer and who not. It sounds almost as if the halacha of Safik mamzer lekula, that you a Safik mamzer's mutter, is only something that it's not just a pshat. It's a hog in dines fakus. It's something which, you know, this suffik derais lechumra. If you have rov chazok, you have klolim. How to deal with fakus? The mashmos is ki ilu a chefter. That's not a vare mamza. Is not a mamza. The Torah gave its halachas only on the person that is known to be a mamza. So hoil mishpachas nitma means that became a new metzias, a new reality. It's a big chiddush. It would explain the shitas who don't want to learn from Safik Mamza Lakula, but al kapanim the understanding in the Rambam seems to be if Mashiach is going to take care of sorting out everything else, why wouldn't he tell us who's usher? And his answer is that the Mishpachas Nitma obviously creates a halachic reality. So there is no longer a chiyuv to be merachik that person from Klal Yisrael. It's almost as if someone who is not a recognized mamza doesn't have a chiyuv to get rid of him. Dalit lenisavu chacham vanevim yimoyis hamashiach loy kidei sheyishlutol kol oilam v'loy kidei sheyirdu ba'akum v'loy kidei sheynasos anamim v'loy kidei lechol v'lishos v'lismach. All of these don't have a yid has no matara in wanting to power in any way or covet from the umas olam and so on. We only want, so if we ask ourselves, what is the reason why we're mechakim at tzapef of Mashiach? Kidei shu pnuyim b'toyer b'chachmasa. V'lo yilem noigei shu mevatel. To rearrange everything so that we don't have anything that will disturb us from learning. And being oisik and oiz Hashem. Kidei shi yiskel l'chayelam haba v'sha'an l'chas tshuva. So Yimoyis HaMashiach is not chayelam haba, by nobody's account. It's not the ultimate destination of the world, but rather it's the lifestyle or arrangement that allows the most for acquiring chayelam haba. Uboy sazman lo yia sham loy rav loy mochama loy kina v'tachrus shatoy v'timushpas harbe. So first of all, there will not be any hunger or war because there's nothing to fight over. So I was thinking a possible point. The Rambam says there's no hunger and no war. There's not going to be any hunger or war. There will not be kin and tachrus. So, lechura, you could learn that the toiva mushpas habe b'chol madarim etzim ka'afa is the reason why there'll be no hunger or war and no kin of a tachrus. It's possible. I would like to say a different pshat, in the Rambam, that the there are two things. Loy rov lochama are objective facts. When people are hungry, they're hungry. When there is a limited amount of goods to go around, they fight with each other. So if you have a lot to go around, nobody's fighting and so on. That takes care of rov lochama. Kina and tachrus doesn't really have to do with having enough to eat or not. There's the famous Chazal by Alexander, when he went past the Ori Choshech, and he found this country ruled by women, and they served him, he said he's hungry, so they served him bread made out of gold. So he said, you can't eat. So they said, well, you know, we figured that if you came in looking for gold, it must be that you eat gold. Why? What are you looking for here if you have enough bread to eat? In other words, a person has certain basic needs, and he'll fight to get those basic needs, basic food, basic shelter, and so on. Then there's a whole new world. What's important for me? What are the things that are my status symbol? What are things that mark me as being successful, great, whatever it is? So that's a whole new area of what I am, what I'm struggling for. So that kina is going to be, kina and tachrus have nothing to do with the objective needs being met. If my life is about being wealthy and successful, so I will push to be better than everybody else. That's a natural mahalach of it. There's a famous books of economics put out by a Frenchman 2 years ago, something like Picoult or something like that, I believe, where he tines that the world, even though it's getting much better, is getting much worse. And his point is as follows, that being, it's true that everybody's standard of living keeps rising. But the wealthy people's standard of living rises more sharply than does everybody else's. So if you and therefore there's going to be this increasing class difference, which will foment rebellion, etc. I found that statement remarkable, because basically what he's saying is that everybody has what they need. Every year is better for you than the year before, but since somebody else has even better, even more, then that creates strife. Which means that strife is not going to be solved by an objective standard of living or goods. It's always how I'm compared to somebody else. It's incredible. I mean, I almost every single person today living in the world, let's take out the very bottom, it has an infinitely better quality of life than a king had 200 years ago. I mean, the fact that we can fly around the world, the fact that we can drive hundreds of miles, the fact there's so much food available, such variety, so much variety, no one had it. The convenience is, it's incredible. And yet, we are nowhere as happy as a king was 200 years ago. And you ask yourself, if objective goods are the measure of happiness, so why are we so much less happy than a king who didn't have a watch, who didn't have this? Fine, he had servants doing it, but we have it much easier. And the answer is, our sense of welfare and existence is chained to everybody else's. And so if there'll be no kin and tachros, there's b'meila not going to be, that's will be no kin and tachros. People all of a sudden find that the measure of a man is not how much good he has, but how much he dears Hashem. Ulefikach Yisroel Chachamim Gdoilim V'yoidim Dvarim Hastumim V'yasigu Das Beirim Kifikach Adam. So people will be able to understand things that are hidden and were until that point totally ungraspable to man, will be able to understand. Shenema Kimol Aretz Deyas Hashem Kamayim L'yam Mechasim. So it's not an incredible vision. If you ask yourself, which one, almost every religion and every ideology of some sort has a sort of a vision of redemption, of Lasid Lavo, some sort of a vision of that nature. If you ask, what are those visions like? It's all sorts of hanos, all sorts of this, all sorts of that. Even a Christian, kind of where everybody's nice and sweet, not much more than that. I mean, the Rambam puts down that we will understand things that we couldn't understand today, and people will be masig alakus. That's the way he describes it. It's incredible that's what a yid hopes for. That's what we wait for. That's how our redemption is. To be able to be Masig Elokus. And that's why it says, Kimol Aretz Deyas Hashem Kamayim L'yam Mechasim. That's a description of what the world will look like. So any type of descriptions that deal with the physical realities may or may not be true. That's it's you know, they may not be what Chazal say, and so on. But what is real is that we'll be a nation that basically our das will be expanding and to encompass HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's incredible that that's the way he describes. This is the hope of Achuzer. This is what a Jew strives for. So his desire is to get rid of the tzaras, because they're hampering him from doing what he has to do, and what he wants to do, which is to be misamik and das habayre. And Melech Mashiach will get rid of that, and Melech Mashiach will guide us towards the ultimate of knowing Hashem. Okay, so this is the end of the excerpts from the Rambam, and Mirtz Hashem next week we'll start with the Pirush Mishnayos. And any questions? Any brief points? So the Rambam says, the Rambam in many places, there are two broad areas that disrupt the person to be able to sit and to think into deep inyanim and have deep asagas. There are two basic areas that have to fall into place. One is if a person has tzaras and he's worried and daigas, it does not allow for clear thinking and being misbonin. Secondly, if a person is into taivas, then the person's das is clouded and he can't think into deep things. That's a second area that sort of disturbs a person's ability to do that. And finally, it's sort of counter this world. This world, everything is all about the physical world and everything around it. And to have a deeper havana and a tefisa and a Kadosh Baruch Hu requires a different sense of things. And that's why Mal Aretz Deah Kamayim Yam Mechasim, that will be the natural, that will be the his world. It's like when you walk into, when an outsider walks in the Beis Medrash, it's not his world. When a person walks into a place in Kabbalah, I mean, you know, it's wonderful, it's great, but it's not my world, it's not my thing. Lasid Lavoi, the whole Metzias and Priya will be along those lines. Okay, good. Good. Take care. Bye.